This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Scribe of Cthulhu presents Wasted Youth by Christopher Smith There from Miskatonic River Press.
So the question was characters, yes?
Yes.
Okay. I will be playing Mr. Alan Krebs, formerly a taxi driver in Bangor, Maine. Hired by a certain gentleman on Monaghan Island until various mysterious circumstances forced him to leave Monaghan Island. Currently in the employ of a prestigious psychiatrist in Massachusetts.
Very good. Mark?
I will be playing Mr. Clyde Wombell, a lion tamer at a small, not very far traveling circus, typically based out of Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Michael?
I will be playing Mr. Carl Arness, bartender. Slow, stocky man, but very, very strong.
Okay. And Dave.
All right, so I will be Garrett Unther, German-born, but early moved to the small farming village of Dunwich, Massachusetts, who grew up as a farmer, but really couldn't hack it. Wasn't his style, so he moved out to the glorious city of Arkham to be a salesman.
Okay. For today, I would like to, let's see, if you all have the PDF, there are a couple of news on the Arkham advert that you are discussing. Maybe we can get each one to read one of them. The first one is the one that reads Deadly Chase Through Arkham. Can you read it, Jim?
Yes, I can. Just give me one moment for it to open back up here. Sorry.
Thank you. The other one that we're going to read is the one that says youth crime epidemic continues.
Goddamn kids these days.
The Arkham advert. Deadly chase through Arkham. That's the one you asked for?
Please.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, can you believe this? What is a... Says it was like a scene out of a crime thriller. Or from the headlines of the New York or Chicago papers. But it happened here in Arkham. I can hardly believe that. How can... This is quiet little Arkham. Nothing like that ever happens here. Let me read on. Police conducted a chase through the streets of our town in pursuit of the car that hit and killed Mr. Arthur Hathorn, 65, as he crossed West Pickman Street after speeding through many city blocks. The fleeing car spun around a corner too quickly and smashed into a wall. Yeah. The driver, Joseph Dooley, was killed in the crash. That's good. Probably serves him right. All of this would be cause enough for alarm, but the reckless driver in question was but 13 years old. My goodness, what are kids coming to these days? Needless to say, the car was not his. Of course not. He had stolen it from where one Brian Pritchard had parked it. This is a tragedy on many levels, and while our hearts go out to the dead boy, that's his own fault, and his family, our sympathies are with Mr. Hawthorne and his bereaved loved ones. Witnesses claim they saw Joey, as he was commonly called, smiling and laughing just before he hit Mr. Hawthorne, and that he continued to laugh even after leaving the poor man dead on the street. Dooley was a student at Eben S. Draper Elementary School. Oh, that's quite a remarkable story.
Yeah, it almost seems like the advertiser is getting a bit sensationalist, though. I can hardly credit that the little kid was giggling and laughing the whole time. He was probably nervous and afraid.
I suspect opium.
Well, actually, another news on the paper that you find related to this one, and it's called Youth Crime Epidemic Continues. Maybe if one of you can share it with the group.
I'll volunteer.
I guess I will. Oh, after you, sir.
Fair enough. Yeah, youth crime epidemic continues. The same tagline, Roberta Henry. Young Billy Washburn, a student at Eben S. Draper School, was apprehended by police this afternoon after he vandalized the windows of several storefronts along East Main Street. Witnesses say the boy calmly walked up with a baseball bat and began shattering the glass windows. Businesses attacked include the Arkham General Store and Arkham Printing. The boy, who is only 12 years old, attacked Patrolman Harris when that policeman approached him. The patrolman obviously did not expect a vicious attack from a young boy and suffered a broken arm. It took several officers of the law to subdue the delinquent. The child was in such a state that the officers took him to Arkham Sanitarium so that he would not be a danger to himself or others. He remains under the care of the doctors there. The proprietor of the general store, Ryder Adams, is quoted as saying, "It's a crying shame when respectable business people have to endure crime like this," end quote. By all accounts, however, the young boy has heretofore been a respectable member of society. And unfortunately, this is not an isolated incident. Readers will be well aware by now of the growing stories of childhood delinquency in our normally placid town. When will this scourge end? What is to be done? And furthermore, when will City Hall take action?
And Carl, last but not least, you know, you pick another news in the paper that reads "Teenager Dies on Street," and you might think it is related. Carl, Michael.
Michael stepped away for a second.
Oh, okay. Oh. Dave, do you have it already?
Yeah, I got that. I'll read that for you. Which one are we reading?
Teenager dies on street.
And let's get around. Where's the
page?
Is that the next page?
Uh-huh, correct.
Next page, teenager dies in the street. 1 second. Youth crime continues, yada, yada. There he is. Mr. Floyd Toby, one of my favorite writers in the whole of the advertiser here. Early risers were subjected to a peculiar sight this morning as a teenage boy ran screaming down South Peabody Avenue. The boy in question was one Lou Marino, who arrived on that street. Student at Arkham High, Marino could be heard shout angry obscenities of most awful kind. Then the boy collapsed in the street. Rushing to his side, his neighbors discovered he was dead. This calls to mind the other recent incident with the car chase involving young Joey Dooley. Though in this case, the coroner has determined the poor Lou Marino died when his heart gave out. Of course, heart attacks are rare in children, but they are not completely unknown. While this attack may explain his behavior, it seems as likely that illicit substances were involved and that this caused both his actions and his death. Medical examiner maintains that no such evidence was found, however.
Okay, no. Very good.
You know, I just know this is going to have a backlash on my business, I'll say as I carefully wipe down a glass with a dirty rag, as all bartenders do.
Well, it's going to be hard on all of us. I mean, how am I supposed to go about town selling wares and trying to promote Macy's when all we got's these damn crime sprees happening? Nobody wants to think about buying fancy goods.
Well, I don't know. If we have more people going insane and needing psychiatric assistance, certainly my employer will appreciate that. That's good for our business.
I had a feeling you'd say something like that, Cripps.
Perhaps one of you gentlemen can explain something to me, though. I'm a bit confused. I'm not entirely certain that these Arkham journalists really know how to get information across. I had thought that it said that Joey Dooley was killed in the crash, but then he was seen to laugh after leaving. I don't understand.
I believe that he first ran over Mr. Hathorne, and then he crashed the car and died.
I see. Yes.
Okay, you're discussing this over a coffee. I got a small coffee shop in Arkham. And can you all please make a listen roll?
The sun, yes.
Hey, I pass. What do you know?
Is there a pass?
Yeah.
Hey.
I pass.
In the coffee shop.
Like, actually, you are. Glad you're driving here since you have a car, and you listen. So, like a window that just crashes on the sidewalk.
Okay, I slow the car down and start gaping out my window, holding up traffic.
But no, remember that you're on the coffee, right? On the. And when you look through the window, you see a kid beside your car with a bat that just destroyed completely the window of the on the front seat.
All right. Well, don't have my lion taming whip with me to take to the kid's hide.
Is that your car, Clyde? That he's
yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Ah. Should we apprehend him?
Don't know. These reports are talking about these boys being perfectly willing to break people's arms, but yes, I suppose we ought to.
Certainly a brave lion tamer like you is not afraid of a young child like this.
Well, you see, I have to ration out my bravery. Don't want it all going away too quickly, so I won't have any for my shows.
I'll get him, I say as I stand up and up and up. My size okay. 18.
Whoa.
And ponderously walk out the door, ducking on my way out. So I don't hit my head. And I'll follow. Yeah,
sure, I'll follow.
I got nothing better to do. Sales aren't going anywhere today.
Okay, as you come out of the coffee, you see actually that there are two kids standing close to the car. There is a boy, the one that has a bat, and there's a little girl that is jumping up and down. And can you please make a spot hidden? Okay. Spot hidden check. And roll, I mean.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You see something shiny on the girl's hand.
I'll just, it's got a base 25 kick, so this will really be a club.
All right. I'm going to try and walk up to the kid with the bat and just, like, grab him by the scruff of the neck and lift him up. Grapple.
Okay, as you approach the kid, he turns to you and raises his back. But let's see, what's your grapple? Let's make a grapple roll.
My grapple is successful by a lot. Like 12 out of 60. Which is an impale, I believe.
Oh.
I accidentally okay, pulled his head off. Whoops.
Okay, you get the kid by the neck, and he doesn't look scared, which is very unusual. Someone of your size is used to people getting scared when you confront them. And the girl keeps jumping up and down, and he gets the knife on one of your tires. Well, on one of the car's tires.
Wait, what?
Oh, hey, that cost money there. Oh,
wait, the girl has the knife?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right. I can get you a good deal on them tires. I'm Brett.
Just very good. So, let me go, Lou. Well, again, little girl.
I'm sorry, didn't catch that.
He's yelling at you, Carl. Let him go. Or I will do it again. That's the little girl.
Okay. I think I should just throw the kid at him.
I'll try to grab
a really gross score.
I was going to try to grab the little girl, or at the very least grab the hand of her that's holding the knife, and get her to drop it.
Okay. Okay, so let's make a grapple roll in that case.
That's what I thought would be coming up. And I'm pretty sure I failed. Yes, that would be a failure.
Okay, the little girl turns when you're trying to come after her and tries to cut you with the knife.
All right, child murder. I can't wait. I'm going to get my shotgun. Hang on.
She cuts your arm for 4 points of damage.
Dodge.
Yeah, you can dodge. Yeah.
Oh, good lord. Dodge skill of 80% and I roll an 81. Okay, 4 points of damage.
No escape.
All right. Alan and Garrett, you're seeing the little girl calling your friend Mike. And as soon as she does that, she throws the knife and starts running away.
I'm going to run after her.
Chase her down. Yeah.
Carl, you still got a good hold of the little boy. He's not a match for you.
No.
But he's speaking and screaming, and he's trying to bite you. And so, what are you doing? Who's doing that? Who's doing what?
I'm going to run after the little girl.
I'm going to scream, "Ow, this hurts!" Let's quite a bit.
I'm back.
I'm going to maintain my hold, I guess.
Okay, so Alan and Garrett are running behind the little girl.
Yes.
There's a couple of minutes, and a police car stops by. And they look very surprised of what is happening. There's people outside, obviously, looking. And one of the policemen comes to you, Garrett, and says, "What is going on here?"
"Well, sir, that is my daughter, and she is getting away. She has once again attempted to wound one of my friends with her knife. I tell you, that girl needs to be locked up. Help me catch her."
He looks around. He sees that there's another guy bleeding on the other side of the street. Alan, what are you doing, actually?
Doing my best to catch the girl.
All right. There are actually two policemen. One of them goes with you after the girl.
Yes.
let her to me and starts running after her. And the other man approaches Carl and grabs a hold of the kid and gets in on the patrol inside the car.
Okay.
We'll have to fill out a report, sir. He turns to you, Carl.
Great. That's what I need. Cops. Not like I have my own speakeasy or anything, which I'm not supposed to have.
It's not possibly. We couldn't possibly get some sort of medical assistance for me here.
Yes, you should take care of my friend.
Well, he turns to him. Well, we should. Then he should go to the hospital. I'm sorry.
Yes, you should get him to the hospital right away. That looks like a very serious cut.
I'm afraid I'd do it myself, but those little ruffians slipped the tires on my car before they tried to slit the tires on my knee.
I can see that. That's we actually have a call from one of your neighbors saying what's happening, but this is very unusual. Let me look at that. He looks at your wound. Well, and he actually gets something to wrap it up, and let's see how many points. 1 point. You get one more hit point.
Ow.
Alan, you are, what are you doing? Are you still chasing after the girl?
Yes.
Okay. Couple of blocks, and you and the policeman see her coming into a house. She just opens the door and get into the house.
Is it like a regular house that somebody lives in? Or?
Okay. Regular house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is a middle class part of town.
Okay. Did she leave the door open or close the door behind her?
Close it behind her, and just before she closes the door, she looks at you.
Okay.
With a smile on her face.
You little brat, get back here.
Gleaming red eyes. Sharp pointy teeth.
Okay.
Well, officer, should we knock on the door and or can we just break in?
No, please stay here. He knocks on the door. Hello. Couple of minutes passes before a young lady, maybe in her middle 30s, comes to the door. Yes? We saw a little girl coming here. Is that your daughter? Yes? That's Mary? Yes, I suppose. There's a conversation between the policeman and the woman where the policeman tells her what is happening, and she actually looks very surprised. The policeman basically asks her a few questions and asks her if he can come inside, and something that she allows. And before the policeman gets into the house, he comes to you, Alan, and says, I will take it from here. Thank you. And my partner will talk to you to fill out the report, if you don't mind.
As you wish, officer, of course.
And he then enters the house, and
never heard
if
from again.
You're standing there.
Okay, I will take note of which house this is. Okay, so I can find it again, and then return to the scene.
Okay,
and I will inform the other officer of what has happened. We chased the little girl to. Apparently, it was her home. I guess she your partner went inside to speak with her mother and. Left me standing, so that's where he is. I can give you the address if you would like.
Oh, yes. Truly appreciate it. He takes note of the address, and you can see the kid on the back who is kicking the door of the patrol. Obviously, he's not strong enough to do anything, but he looks really upset.
If I may suggest, officer, my employer is a fairly prominent psychiatrist. Perhaps you could take these children to his hospital. He's quite good at collecting orphans and the like.
thank you for your advice, sir.
I'll give him a business card.
Okay. We will be calling you. If you don't mind, just in case we need to discuss it further with their parents. He gets into the patrol and then leaves towards the direction of the house that you gave him before. And you're all standing there right now.
So, you need some help changing that flat tire?
Yeah. Oh, this thing wasn't even insured. I wonder what the devil they're teaching those kids at that school anyway. Is the Ebenezer Scrooge School or whatever it was called the only elementary school in town? Eben S. Draper. That's it. Randall?
Yes. You got the name of the school.
Do we know if that's the school where these two went?
Yeah, is that the only elementary school in town?
Yeah. No, there are a couple of schools, but that's you don't know if that's the one they are attending.
I bet it is.
And I'll bet we could find out.
Yeah, I really do wonder what they're teaching over there. No, I mean, kids don't just start acting like that for no reasons. Mark my words, there's some sort of adult behind this teaching them some kind of crazy, seditious thing or other. Maybe communists or something, trying to corrupt our youth.
Well, these kids are damn fools.
Well, I know my employer likes to look into things like this from time to time, so I'm sure he would be appreciative of me going over and looking into this.
I do say we should go visit that NPC over that there in the hospital. Well, we can certainly do that. We can look into records, see if them kids go there and check out the school. Perhaps we should split our little party here. That way our dangers will be magnified.
Good idea. And actually, even before, we should go back to the girls' house to make sure that to see what has happened, so that you can collect her information to sue her parents for their damage to your car.
Yeah. That's right. I don't have insurance on this thing, so I'll probably have to do something like that.
Well, in the meantime, should we fix this tire?
You should fix this tire, and, you know, in times of injury and loss, I find a good strong drink is the best medicine, especially for a wound like that.
Yeah, if there were only one place here in Arkham that actually sells alcohol, it would be a good idea. Okay, so what are you guys doing?
I'm going to start
tire changing action.
Yes.
Standing around. Thrill.
Okay.
As they
you take care of that.
All right.
There's something that needs to be done about the window also. The one pretty much destroyed.
You can drive a car without a window.
Broken glass inside your car.
We have some newspaper. We can put that up in the window.
Okay, you somehow managed to clean the inside of the car of all the broken glass. And change the tire.
All right.
You know, without a windshield, it'll be much harder to drive. I suggest a good strong drink to help clear your mind and steady your hand.
Huh. You know, it's probably just poppycock, but I've heard the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, it's probably from one of those bleeding heart, liberal reformer prohibitionists.
Yeah.
They just hate good. Hate good. Wow, thank you.
But yes, we're talking about there's talk about going to see what's going on at this school that the kids are going to, as it seems to be, you know, they're all students of the one place. I'm not sure how exactly we wanted to go about doing that, whether just barging in during school hours and demanding to see the principal or something more underhanded.
There is a small detail that I didn't give you. Schools are on spring break right now.
Pulled out forever.
Just a couple of weeks into the spring break. But do you mind making an idea roll?
No.
Just him.
90 says no.
Yeah, 88 also says no.
11. Not sure exactly what my int is, but it better be greater than 3.
24. I'd actually succeed.
Well, even though, you know, the schools are on spring break, there's someone that needs to be working there at the school, for sure.
The janitor.
He probably did it.
No, usually... you know, not everyone on the administration is gonna go on vacations.
Okay, so yeah, we can head over to the school, to the Draper School. I wonder. It seems a bit unlikely to get results if we just barge in demanding that to know what's going on here. We're hardly even official.
Yeah, do we know these kids' names?
No, the ones that just assault the car. No,
But we know. But we do know where one of them lives.
Yeah,
true. We could go back and talk to the parents there, and I believe there was talk about we needed to do so anyway. The bloody. Because of the car.
Yes, you need to collect their information so you can sue them. Of course.
Yes.
Well, I say we go there.
Let's do it. To the carmobile.
All right. Fortunately, it's two blocks away.
Mm-hmm. You get there, you knock on the door, and Alan, you see the same lady coming out. Probably it's been a couple of hours since the incident, so you can see that the police car is no longer there. The house is, as I said, a middle class house. It's got two floors, and the lady comes out. Yes, gentlemen? Oh. Oh, that's you, right? He turns to you, Alan.
Yes. I came with the policeman for your daughter. This gentleman here. Whose car was it again? Is it Clyde's car or Carl's car?
It was my car.
Clyde's.
Sorry. Okay. This gentleman here is Clyde Wombell. This is the gentleman whose car your daughter attacked.
Oh, I see. Gary, she opens the door, and there's a man there in his middle 30s, and he tells you, please come in. Have a seat.
Do either of them look dissipated?
They actually look really, really normal, and you can tell that, you know, they're do a psychology roll.
Okay.
Suspiciously normal.
He doesn't look like a fish frog. He probably thinks like a fish frog.
I have. Yes.
Yeah, 13 out of 25.
It's 16.
Okay,
well.
You. 18. You can tell that he is, well, both of them actually, look a little bit embarrassed about this situation. They look very
enough.
And do you want to drink some coffee or tea?
Thank you. I think I'll pass.
I could take some coffee. Thank you.
Coffee.
Very good. Mary will get ready for coffee and tea for Gary, his husband. And my name is Gary Woodbine. The police told us everything about what happened, and I want to make sure that we pay for all the damage to your car. Mr. Clyde, was it?
Yes, Mr. Wombell. Well, thank you. That would be terribly kind of you, Mr. Woodbine. That is what I came over to discuss.
Of course. I'll pay for everything. As I told you before, he actually looks embarrassed about this situation. And just for you to know, both kids are mine.
Oh.
I'm terribly sorry. That must be rather hard for you. Your kids suddenly getting mixed up in however they got mixed up in this. Do you have any idea what's going on with the little things?
Honestly, not at all. This is very unusual. They're both very good students, very good kids. This comes as an awful surprise to me and my wife.
I'm sure it would be. But Mr. Whippon, forgive my forwardness, but my employer is a prominent psychiatrist. If you would like, perhaps he would be able to speak with your children and assist at some point. He's very good at dealing with children. I'll give him a business card too.
Oh, is that he looks at the business card? Is that Dr. Larson?
That's the one. That's the one. Yes.
He looks at his wife and they change kind of a smile, and well, I truly appreciate it. He is a remarkable doctor.
the best I've ever known, certainly. Are your children here? Have the police brought them home yet?
Oh, sure, but they're in the rooms, as you can tell. They need to be punished for what they have done. You actually can you all make a listen roll?
15, yes.
I'm on a roll today. 29, yes.
Yeah, okay. I passed too.
Okay. Dave?
Yep.
Pass.
Okay, you can tell that they're in the rooms because of the noise they're making. You can hear stuff breaking, doors being kicked, yelling, even cursing. You know, this is actually very, very strange coming from a couple of kids that you can tell they could be around 11.
So, Mr. Woodbine, are your children enjoying their spring break? I believe this is spring break for the kids in town, yes?
Correct. But, they start showing this behavior until yesterday. But, you know, what they have done today is, this is crazy. Yesterday what they did was they were playing on the backyard and throwing little stones to the dog of the neighbor. And, you know, they're very well behaved kids. They will never do that. We don't teach them that. So that is actually very surprising. Mary brings coffee and tea and shares them with you.
Would it be something they picked up at school? Okay.
Well, that's... I don't know. You know, it makes sense.
Some of their friends at Draper Elementary have had similar problems, I believe, yes?
He looks at you. He thinks about it for a couple of seconds. And friends? No, I don't think so. Are you referring to the other kids on the newspaper?
Yes, your children don't know any of them?
No, actually, no. There are no friends of my kids.
Oh. Acquaintances, perhaps, share some of the same classes?
He looks on Mary. Mary shakes her head. No, she turns to you and says, no, they are in different grades.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I don't have children myself. I just assume that these sort of things kind of run in groups.
They seem to be thinking about it, but yeah, he for sure. No, they are not, they don't know those kids for sure. Can you please make another listening roll?
99. No.
Something is buzzing on your ear.
Yes. Nope.
Don't make it.
My tinnitus is acting up. I can't.
Fail by one.
Well, suddenly everything is going quiet.
Definitely quiet.
So how much do I owe you for the car, Mr. Clyde?
Remember to highball him first.
Clyde has stepped away, actually.
Oh.
It's just the tire in the window. I believe perhaps $50 should do it.
Certainly. He doesn't even think. He stands up, pulls out his wallet, and and hands out the $50 to Clyde.
Should have gone higher. Oh, well.
As I said, I'm really sorry for all this.
Well, gentlemen, should we be on our way?
Yep.
Let's go.
Okay. This and that open up the door for you. Apologize one more time. And you go to the car. And can you all make a dodge roll?
No.
No.
Yes.
Spock. Oh, 58 out of 56. Yay. Fail.
Carl, you didn't make it, right? Michael?
I did not.
Yeah, you're too big. You're a very easy target.
Very slow as well.
You're walking towards the car when you're hit by something in the back of your head.
Ow.
You turn around and you see the two kids in the windows of the second floor laughing at you.
Yeah, I pick up a rock and throw it at one of them. Oh, yeah, that's a hit.
The kids hiding in back in the room, so you can hear the rock hitting something inside the house.
Yeah, they'll blame it on the kids. It's all good.
Well, if nothing else, at least we know that these two go to this Draper school as well.
Do you? Yeah. You can tell, yeah, that during the conversation they told you that they go to the same school.
Well, I specifically asked them. I mentioned that they go to Draper and they didn't deny it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
I guess that's the next stop.
I'll take the car keys from Clyde so I can drive for him. He's shocked.
Standing there.
He's a little shell-shocked right now from...
All right. You eventually get to the school, since you're a local now, Alan. You're able to know where the school is located.
Us former taxi drivers are very good at finding places.
Okay, you after some 10 minutes of driving around town, you get to the school. The school is, you know, normal school. Nothing fancy. And obviously, since they're on vacation, there's no kids around. And
on our way there, we drop off our friend Garrett at his place, as he has important things to do.
Yep.
All right.
What time of day is it, by the way?
Well, it's about three in the afternoon.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's park in a not too obvious place at the school, so we're not immediately, well, I don't know, and go in and I guess knock. Do we have any kind of plan here?
Conspicuous. What are your sizes, just out of curiosity?
10.
13.
So I'm almost twice as tall as Jim's character.
You go first.
Are we just going to go in there and start talking to whoever's in there? And what are we going to ask them? Saying, hey, why are the kids from here so crazy? Tell us, bub, or else we'll be quite irate.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, fair enough.
Perhaps we could say that we're friends of the Woodbines, and their children are not feeling well, and they needed to get something out of their classroom.
Yes, or we could possibly even express some concern on behalf of the Woodbines. On behalf of the little Woodbines, and ask the teacher if, or whoever is there, if there's been any reports of them behaving oddly, or if they're being around any other children who might be bad influences.
Drug use among the children.
Yes, drug use is a problem in elementary schools.
In the 1920s.
In the 1920s. Kindergartners shooting up in the bathrooms. It's terrible.
Okay, you knock on the door of the school name?
Yes.
Okay, someone opens the door, seems to be a young lady, maybe in her 20s. Yes? How can I help you?
Hello, we're friends of the Woodbine family, whose children go here to this school, and been sent on their behalf to their kids are ill at the moment, and sent to pick up their things and possibly have a word with any of their teachers or administrators who are here right now.
That will be Mr. Elliot, he's the principal. I believe he's here right now. Let me double check. She leaves the door open, and you can see it. It just goes to the school. She gets into a small door on the right hand side. And after a couple of minutes, she comes out with the tall gentleman, comes to you, and, gentlemen, how are you doing?
I'll have entered the school while she left the door open, by the way, just so they can't come back and slam it in our face.
Please, come in. He opens the door of his office and waits for you to get inside. The young lady just steps out and go back to her business.
How attractive is the secretary, the young lady?
Not very.
Oh, never mind then.
So you're coming here to talk about the Woodbine kids? Is that what you said?
Yes, yes. They're they've been, I didn't want to say too much in front of the secretary, but they've been having some, and I'll lean in and whisper, psychological issues recently, and so we've been told to get any of their stuff that they've left here over break, because they might still be a bit, they might still need some more help even after school picks back up again.
Well, what kind of, can you please elaborate? He's looking at you a little bit suspicious now.
Well, he's
got that look in his eyes.
It's not necessarily our place to elaborate. I mean, that's really for the family. But not to put too fine a point on it, they've been behaving erratically. And have any of their teachers been noticing anything like this? Or have they been hanging out with any sort of bad influences?
He thinks about it for a minute, and then, no, actually, they're very good students. It comes as a surprise.
Seems like there's a lot of surprises happening at this school.
Perhaps it's just shock from the recent death of their classmate. Didn't I read that one of the children here died recently?
Can you all make psychology roll?
No.
Yes.
Definitely not.
Okay, Carl, you can tell that he has defensive posture right now. He's looking at you, thinking on what you're saying, but you can tell he's holding something back. And he says, "Yes, I saw that on the papers, but it has nothing to do with this school, of course."
Well, from what I've been reading and from what I've been seeing, that's not the case. It seems like just about all the incidents seem to revolve around this school.
And certainly children can be upset by the loss of a classmate, regardless of whether they knew them or not. Just knowing that someone in the class next door has died, I would think that would be very traumatic. Or I've heard my employer say that before anyway.
Well,
relax. I know a professional.
It certainly is, but I don't see any. How could they be affected by this? They are in different grades. But I see your point. I see your point for sure. But again, that will have nothing to do with the school.
Maybe someone on your staff?
No. What do you mean? Something in my staff? You know, everything's been working here for years.
So
what the kids are doing is something outside this school, and it has nothing to do with anyone here.
Are there any, looking around, is there anything odd in his office? Like, does his office betray anything about him? Is it particularly neat? Is it particularly sloppy? Are there, you know, strange occult symbols hanging anywhere?
Big sweaty looking guys.
Is there a little brown paper baggie sticking out of one of his desks or anything?
No, everything actually looks very neat, now that you're asking. Nothing strikes you as out of the ordinary for a principal.
I apologize, Mr. Elliot. I need to use the restroom. Can you tell me where they are, please?
Oh, sure. He opens the door. He points in the direction of the restroom. That way. You will see it there.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be right back.
No problem. He goes back and sits.
Does he close the door?
No, he leaves the door open.
Oh, darn.
But the restroom is, you need to walk some 25 meters to get there. It's at the very end of the...
Is the secretary nearby? Are they the girl?
Make a luck roll.
Yes.
Okay. You can hear something in one of the classrooms. So probably she is there.
I will go to that classroom and open the door.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I was just looking for the restroom.
Oh, it's over there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. We didn't get your name when we came in.
My name is Mary.
Mary. Nice to meet you, Mary. Alan Krebs.
Oh, nice to meet you, sir.
It's kind of unfortunate that you have to be here working on spring break.
Oh, well, you know, just looking that everything is neat, so when the kids comes back, you know, everything is in order.
Oh, that's nice of you. I'm sure they'll appreciate that after the recent tragedy at the schools here.
Oh, don't tell me about it.
Did you know oh, what was the boy's name? I read it in the paper. Dooley, I think. Joey Dooley. Did you know him?
Oh, well, since I'm here all the time, I kind of know all the kids. But yeah, he's a stellar student. You know, there was nothing in him like to give any hints that he will do something like what he did. And much less like run a man down with it, you know, with the car that he stole.
Well, I wouldn't think any child would do that. That's remarkably unfortunate.
Yeah, you know, he's actually a very, very good boy. I remember that the last time he ran into a problem was just a small, you know, a minor scuffle with one of the other boys at school.
Well, that kind of thing happens among boys as well. Who was the other boy? I'm sorry?
Do you have persuade or fast talk?
Only base.
Successful role.
No.
Oh.
My low skill. What's up, folks?
Make a psychology roll.
No.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember who it was.
Oh, well,
it was nothing.
Oh, I'm sure. The boys happen, these things. Sorry, one last thing. We were sent here by the Mr. and Mrs. Woodbine to get the things for her children. Can you tell me where their classroom is?
She looks at you. What's your credit rating? Do you have it?
That is a good question.
If you don't have crit rating, what's your appearance?
Poor.
Producer.
Nine.
Oh, nine.
Of course, on the other hand, apparently she's not that attractive as either, so.
Standards are low.
Exactly.
Okay, make an appearance times four roll.
No.
Not that
well. That's something that you will have to take up with the principal, sir.
Of course. I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry. Well, I'll just go off and use the restroom now. Nice to talk to you, Mary. Perhaps we'll see each other again sometime.
She just smiles at you. Yeah, I really hope so.
And then I will head down the hall towards wherever the restroom was indicated.
Okay. And
any classrooms along the way that I can see that have like a window in the door, I'll just peek in.
Okay, you know, there's nothing unusual on any of the classes here. They all look the same for you.
Okay.
It's been a while since you don't go to school. Okay. What about Carl and Clyde? Well, you're waiting for your friend Alan to come back from the restroom. Are you doing something?
Well, I'm asking the principal the same thing that he was just asking Mary about if we could pick up their stuff for the Woodbine family.
I'm being menacing and big, quietly.
I actually do have quite a bit in fast talk.
Can you please repeat your question, Mike? I'm sorry. I got distracted there for a second. So you're just waiting there for your friend?
Mark's asking about the kid's stuff and basically what Jim just asked Mary. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The principal looks at you and he says, well, I believe that's something that their parents should request. Do you have an authorization, like a written authorization from their parents?
No, I don't, but I can. I'll tell them that, and the next time we come back, we can. I can bring it with me, although that would require, you know, some more trouble on both your part and my part. It'd certainly be easier for all involved if we could just get them now. But if you're going to be that caught up in the red tape and petty bureaucracy of it all, then we'll go and get it from the Woodbine family.
Yeah, he's looking very defensive about everything, and he tells you that's for the better. We have a protocol to follow, as you can understand. We cannot give up any kids information to anyone that comes here asking for it.
I roll my eyes rather overdramatically.
All right. By that time, Alan comes back into the room. Or do you want to do something else, Jim?
Sorry, let me turn my microphone back on there. After I duck into the restroom for appearance sake, I'll take a look and see if there's no one in the hallway. So if Then I'm just going to walk through the rest of the school and peek in the other classrooms.
Yeah, this time of the day, there's no one else.
So that's what I'm going to do. Just wander aimlessly through the halls of the school and peek in the classrooms and see if there's anything that catches my attention in any way.
Okay. You do that for a while, and then Mary comes out of the classroom. Oh, you're still here. She smiles at you, but are you lost? The office of the of the principal is over there.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you. Very, very kind of you. Yes, I've not been in a school for a long time. It's remarkable how the children can find their way around in here. It's and if I'm honest, I was really hoping for just to be able to see you again.
At that, she kind of smiles. And look the other way. Well, I'm always here.
Of course. I should go back and rejoin my friends. But tell me, do you like automobiles, Mary?
Oh, I do. Do you have one?
My employer has a number of very fine automobiles. Perhaps we could go for a drive in the country sometime.
Oh. Sure, why not? She's not that attractive, so she's not getting these offers quite often. She looks flattered.
I'm sure you'll be able to pass
flattered by this.
Great. I look forward to that. Perhaps this weekend. Here's a business card. You give me a call.
She looks at the business card, smiles again at you. Sure. I will give you a call.
I look forward to that very much, Mary. Thank you.
Bye, Alan.
And then I'll return to the principal's office.
Okay.
Oh, sorry it took me so long. I got a little lost, I'm afraid. I haven't been in a school for a very long time.
Yeah, it's a big school.
Fortunately, your assistant, your secretary, Mary, it was very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I'm glad she was of your help on the way to the restroom.
Oh dear. Well, I don't think we have many other questions at this point, so. Unless either of my colleagues here can think of any. Nope.
Hi, only so where is the Woodbine, which classroom is the one for the Woodbine children so we can go pick up their things?
Oh no, I was telling your friends you will have to come back with the approval letter from their parents.
Oh. Well, that's
protocol, you know.
Inconvenient.
I see.
Jim, make an idea roll.
Nope.
Right.
If only there were a prominent psychiatrist I could call to
ask for an idea.
Yes.
Quick, call a more competent character.
Actually, my idea would have been to have a prominent psychiatrist call the school to convince the principal, but probably no, that would never work. That would never work. No.
I have a 96 for an idea roll, so I have a very bad idea.
Well then, Principal, I'm sorry, what was your name, Principal?
Elliot Derby, at your service.
Well, thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again soon.
Very good. I hope that you can come back with that letter.
Oh yes, we will very soon, very shortly. As we go back out to the car, I'm saying,
As you go towards the car, make a spot hidden.
No problem.
Everyone,
all of you, yeah.
Yes, I make it.
Yes, I do as well.
Okay.
Even I made it.
You just close the main door. You know, the ones that goes to the school. But you can see that on the right-hand side of the building, there's someone walking. You know, there's someone walking towards that direction right now. It's a lady, probably in her middle 50s, and she's carrying like a big bag, and right now, all you can see is her back. As she walks towards that direction.
Is she inside the school or outside the school?
No,
I'm sorry.
Outside the school.
Okay.
Outside the school, but she's heading to the right-hand side of the building.
So, like, she's going to go around
inside
it?
Yeah, exactly.
She's walking along the outer wall.
Exactly.
Suspicious.
Well,
perhaps we should follow her. Maybe we can get. Maybe there's a side entrance. We can get back in the school and look for the Woodbine's classroom.
Yeah, this mystery is rather intriguing me. Let's follow her.
Okay, you do that. You come to the other side of the building. There's a small door that is right now open, and you see the lady that is doing something. And when you step very close to the door, what you see is a kitchen. She turns to you. Oh, gentlemen, what can I do for you?
We're here to pick up some stuff on some stuff on behalf of our friends, some friends of ours whose kids go to the school. But the principal's being a real busybody and not being helpful at all. We were wondering if you could potentially let us into the school. We're all very nice people. Fast talk roll. Could I get?
He's got a roll. Good.
Make a roll. Yeah, make a fast talk.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pass. 25 out of 70.
Okay. She smiles at you and says, "Well, obviously, I cannot do that, but you have to talk to the principal. She looks very nice." At least she's not scared of you.
So what's your name, ma'am?
Oh, my name is Hilda.
Hilda, can I? I'm sorry. Can I help you with that bag? It looks heavy.
Oh, thank you. You can see that he just have some groceries and She, you know, it's got like food, vegetables, fruits, and she just kind of walk you into the kitchen, Jim, and well, put it over there on the table.
Oh, certainly. Can I help you put these away?
Oh, thank you very much. You know, during school time, usually one of the kids will help me. You know, but since they're in vacations, no one can right now.
Oh, sir, more than happy to help, Hilda. More than happy to help. I'll kind of wave to Glenn and Carl.
Yes, I attempt to sneak in through the kitchen.
Yes, let me roll my massive sneak skill. See how subtle I can be. 3. I'm a stealthy giant. Wow.
Well, you are the three of you are in the kitchen right now, but it's very obvious if you want to walk out, you know, through the door that goes into the main part of the school, she will be able to tell.
Do you by chance, are there any more groceries that we need to bring in from your car, or is this it?
No, this is it. Thank you very much.
Oh, darn.
Do you know anything about this Dooley kid I was reading about in the papers? It's terrible business, terrible.
Oh, my dear. Oh, poor Dooley, yes. I remember Joy. She was, I mean, he was such a very good kid. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, it seems like there's a rash of youthful violence and troubles going on. Seems like there's more reports in the paper every day. It's terrible. Terrible.
It is terrible. I agree with you. You know, the only thing that I can remember is that he had a problem with one of the kids that helps me in the kitchen.
Oh, is that so? Who was that?
Who? The other kid?
Yeah.
Elijah Corey.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was maybe our friend's children, but no, that's I don't know this child.
No, you. This is the first time you hear about the boy.
What happened between them?
You know, I believe there was a minor scuffle between the two boys. Apparently, Joey had been teasing him. And the other boy just threw a punch at him, and you know that got into trouble with the principal.
Well, boys will be boys.
Yeah, they seem to get along fine after the incident. That was a couple of weeks ago, just before they went out, you know, into vacations.
I've heard a lot about scuffling, little scuffles going on in the school. Have there been an abnormally large number of them recently?
No. You know, kids, you're very, very nice kids.
Perhaps you know our friend's children, the Woodbine children.
She thinks for a second and then... Oh, yeah, I do. But what is wrong with them? They haven't gotten into any trouble.
Oh, I'm afraid they have. There's a bit of a matter with the police, actually. Both of them, the brother and the sister.
She looks very surprised by this. And, you know, that's very strange. They are such a couple of
of nice kids. The twins. Yeah, they're very nice.
Yeah, they certainly have been up to this point. I've always very much liked both of the children, but yes, it's quite unfortunate. Quite unfortunate. They've been all right in school? There haven't been any problems with them?
No, not that I can recall. I believe they were friends of Elia as well.
I see.
What is this? Was Elijah the boy who helped her out in the kitchen?
Oh yes, he usually helps with the, you know, when I'm preparing the meals for the kids at school here. Well, why? But he's such a nice kid.
If he's helping you out in the kitchen, I'm sure he must be very nice.
Oh yes.
Are you from Arkham?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
No, I can see why you haven't heard of the Curry family, because they're new in town.
Oh, they just recently started at the school, did he?
Yeah, well, actually this year, yes. He just got into school a couple of months ago.
Where do they hail from originally?
Doomwish.
Oh, I wasn't... Aren't you from Dunwich, Carl?
Not me.
Is that our friend Garrett?
That is our friend, Mr. Garrett.
Yes, yeah, Garrett's. We have a friend who was originally from Dunwich.
Huh. What a coincidence.
Too bad he's not here to ask him about the...
Yeah. Of course, that would be really useful.
Well, I presume by this time I have all the groceries put away?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, have a nice day, Hilda. It was very nice chatting with you.
It was a pleasure. She smiles. She's very friendly. She actually... walks you out to the door of the kitchen, darn, waves, and closes the door.
Darn it.